Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Hello, hello, Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, saying welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and I know you do, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, promo code Zach, and you're going to get a 7-day free trial. Then not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. You can also go to podcastmerch.com, where I have hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and long sleeves, and I really appreciate everybody that wears them out on the road when they come see me. It really means a lot to me. You guys are the best. Speaking of the best, I got two of the best here with me today. Two of my favorite people in comedy are going to sit down and watch a very silly movie with me. To my left, Corinne Fisher.
Hi. I'm like, there's so many cameras and I'm used to seeing myself, but hi.
Thank you very much for having me. For being here.
Thank you.
I appreciate you greatly. And to my right, Miss Chloe LeBranche.
Hello. Bonjour.
Oh, you're like Muzzy. Thank you guys so much for being here. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. Chloe, what would you like to promote?
Oh, so I'm doing a one-woman show at the Caveat Theater on December 3rd. And then on December 7th, I'm headlining Laugh Boston.
Fantastic, Corinne.
That's so cool. I have a New Year's Eve show at New York Comedy Club East Village at 6 p.m. It's my yearly pregame show. Please join me. It'll be a fun time. And follow me on social media at Philanthropy Gal.
Phenomenal. Guys, you know me. You love me. If you really love me and you're in the Philadelphia area, December the 15th, Papa's got a gig he's very, very happy about. That's right. I'm the first ever comedian to headline the ECW Arena. Some of my favorite wrestling matches in the world have taken place in that building. And December the 15th, myself, Ryan Shaner, and LaMare Lee will be there doing stand-up comedy. Now, the other day, someone congratulated me on doing my first arena. I have to tell you, arena is a bit of a stretch. It's a bingo hall. But they call it the ECW Arena. So thank you very much for being kind enough to think I booked an arena. It's a bingo hall. Let's go get cheesesteaks after, and I'll kiss you on the mouth. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsor? Well, shit the bed. Today's episode is brought to you by YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Guys, if you do Kratom, YoKratom is the only place where you can get a full kilo for $60. They have all your favorite Kratom strains, amazing customer service, and you won't find better prices anywhere. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and places like that for your Kratom, where you can go to our friends at YoKratom.com. So if you're over the age of 21 and you do Kratom, go to YoKratom.com home today. I almost fucked that up. So if you are over the age of 21 and into Kratom, go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, and the official sponsor of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, YoKratom. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, Slumber Party Massacre 2, it is on Shudder. If you don't have Shudder, you're fucking up. The movie is from 1987. It is a fun one, written and directed by Deborah Brock. Guys, you know how this fucking works at this point, right? You can download the audio of this. We'll do a 10 count. You can sync it up. You can watch this movie on Shudder or Amazon, however you want to watch it. Or we show it for free every Friday night at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30. Or you just sign up for the goddamn network already. But regardless, if you're broke as a joke, I totally get it, and I appreciate anybody who watches and supports. Please just, you know, like, comment something nice, subscribe, send it to a friend, okay? All right, friends in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
four, three, two, one.
I like that you chose a female director.
Yeah, I've done Feminist Month before, where I try to do all movies directed by ladies. And also, formal apology to Corinne for making you sit. Did I spit on your grave? I remembered the movie. I guess I watched it half asleep or maybe a little drunk, and I did not remember the duration of the rape.
You know, it haunts me to this day, but the haunting gets less and less as the days go by. So I'm healing.
I appreciate it. I do feel genuinely bad. I still would have shown it, but I would have told you to prepare or given you the option to choose something else.
Right, right.
And I remembered how intense that movie was.
Yeah.
So please, I accept my apology.
I'm more concerned for the backstory with like the because it was the husband made the wife actress do it.
Yeah, and it seemed like nobody had a good time.
No, it seemed like everyone had a terrible time.
Chloe, this was such a this movie has a gang rape, and then this poor lady like crawls away, and then they find her and do it again, and then wow. She crawls and they find her again, and then she finally gets home, and you're like, oh.
Sounds
bitch, take a shower. And then they all come out and they do it again.
Yeah.
It's like 40 Kelly minutes.
It sounds like what?
Kelly Bachman story.
Oh my God.
So I apologize.
And our careers are over.
That was a joke. Very nice lady. I'm sorry for what you went through.
Yeah, no. What was interesting is because I love the genre of horror, but to me, I was like, this is more just like the real life horrors of being a woman, more so than the cinematic genre of horror.
So that was Rape Revenge Month?
Right.
Oh.
But
of course.
Yeah, well, that was Women's History Month.
Yeah.
So I chose the rape revenge genre.
I mean, a realistic horror.
Yeah. All right, so this is clips from the first movie. Guess what? There's a slumber party. There's a massacre. Here's part two. You're all caught up.
I really miss the fonts from the 80s.
I like it.
Yeah, I truly do. Dr. Weiss says that it's perfectly normal to dream about it again
from time to time. So this, our main character, is the little sister of the final girl from the first movie. And she is haunted by visions of her sister in the insane asylum. Mm. Now you're really kind of caught up. Never been able to release. Chloe, I know we've talked about horror with you before. What do you remember as a kid really getting you?
Silence of the Lambs, White Squall.
Okay.
White Squall wasn't really a horror movie, but I was afraid for tidal waves for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I don't believe so.
I was going to say, I haven't seen White Squall.
Oh. Haunting.
Yeah, sometimes it's the things that you don't expect. Like for me, like Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds was like way more terrifying than most things, like than The Exorcist.
There was also this one movie that was a cartoon that used to scare me all the time, where this like rat-like thing came in through a window late at night and stole a baby.
Oh,
do you know?
I don't know what that is, but that sounds very scary.
Yeah,
I thought you were gonna say Charlotte's Web.
It was like a rat came in through the window. That sounds like the Lindbergh babies.
Yeah. There was a rat, and he was fat, and he stole everybody's food, and he talked like Paul Lind.
Ratatouille.
Remember, I love you. I am having Disney PTSD right now involving all the Disney franchises.
Oh, yeah?
Because Mrs. Amico is currently playing an Xbox game that is... So she plays the same game three different times. She plays Animal Crossing, she plays Stardew Valley.
Okay.
And now there's like a Disney version that's kind of a combination of those two games. That's a real dead bird that they got frozen. I believe they feed it to like snakes and shit.
Oh.
But that's a real dead bird that they ordered for the movie and it's frozen on the ground.
I didn't know you could order a frozen dead bird.
I think you can... I think for like either...
So many of my exes would have gotten that.
I think
in the mail.
For like experiments.
Oh, okay.
Or yeah, like if you're going to do like a dead bird. Autopsies and shit for science. And then also I think to feed the animals, you can order birds. like bigger animals that you got to feed.
Right, because you can't kill animals for film in America. Yeah.
Wait, speaking of exes, Corinne, sending them that. My friend today said for his birthday, every single ex he's ever had called him to wish him happy birthday. I think that's unhealthy.
That's horrible. That means he talks to them during the year.
Yeah, that just means he's a nice guy with lame dick.
Blew my mind.
Yeah.
I was like, I get blocked.
You're doing it right, girl.
Hell yeah, dude.
An ex for a reason. Corinne's sending hers dead birds now. Remember that website where you could send people poop in the mail?
Yes.
There was also one where you could send, like, you could name a cockroach after your ex, too. That was another thing. And then the cockroach would get fed to another animal at the zoo.
I'm going to buy my ex a Save the Children, adopt a child for him, and just send it to him so he has to pay for it every month.
I mean, he probably just won't.
Speaking of cockroaches, the set of this movie was also the set of another movie called The Nest that was a cockroach movie. And due to that, they had actually had an infestation of cockroaches on set.
Oh, ew.
To which they even stopped filming to fumigate, and it didn't work. So throughout the filming of this, they were dealing with giant roaches that had previously been stars of the film and then left at the set.
That would be good for a horror movie, though, because you'd always be a little bit on edge. I think it would add to the performance.
Yeah, I could see that. Especially, like, you're watching where you walk and stuff.
Right, because, like, you know, they don't. It's not really commonplace anymore, but a lot of old school directors would create, like, tense environments on set, which, you know, we now know is emotional abuse.
Yeah, no, I've seen what Shelley Duvall looks like now. It ain't good.
It's not good.
This guy has rapey vibes.
I think he might just be autistic.
Like, he went to Yale and he's going to rape you?
He looks like someone who should be handsome but isn't.
Yeah, he's just like 1 degree off of handsome.
Yeah, he just missed. There was something just was...
It didn't work.
Yeah.
Missing a chromosome.
Yeah.
I'm just
kinda...
Can you raise Chloe's mic a little? I'm having a little trouble hearing her. Also, this is one of the few movies with a female rock band.
Ooh.
In horror. They're a girl band. They play music. They have fun. It's kind of a...
Is it Gem and the Misfits? No. I wish.
There is a title that was... This was shot under not just Slumber Party Massacre 2. It was actually shot under the title Don't Let Go, which is the theme of the film.
Mmm.
So the Disney movie I found with a rat climbing into a baby's crib was actually The Lady and the Tramp. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Lady and the Tramp? Terrifying?
No, there's another one when the baby is stolen. Maybe a. Like
but is it a Disney movie?
Yeah.
The baby is stolen.
Out of a crib.
Huh.
Is it The Secrets of Nim?
No.
In Lady and the Tramp, like, the two Siamese cats go into the baby's cradle and, like, start rocking the cradle weird, and they're kind of freaky.
Well, they're also racist.
Right.
I remember two girls sang that song in chorus. When I was in grammar school, and
them
were Asian.
Oh.
Just two girls saying, we are Siamese, if you please.
That song is catchy as hell, though.
It is very, very, very good. What a way to do this. I don't think these girls like what they're doing. They don't look into it at all.
Ooh, The Adventure of Mr. Toad was scary, too.
Chloe. We're on a podcast.
Sorry.
Everyone under 32, if you put on a movie, they look at their phone like they're starving on the beach and it's a sandwich. It's insane. Every time I have anybody on this show who's under a certain age, they've never seen a movie before. They've looked at their phone while a movie's been on in the background.
Yeah, a movie is
I'm not yelling at you. I appreciate you. It just drives me nuts that people can't look at a movie screen. I'm sorry, was that mean?
No, not at all.
Okay,
I deserve
it. I hope that wasn't harsh.
I learned.
Some people I've never had on the show again because of I realized they didn't see the movie.
Damn it.
What?
Am I getting the X?
No. You're very...
Chloe's just so happy she's being branded as under 32.
Yeah, I'm 33. I'm just a bitch.
Yeah, you're just uninterested. I'll always have you back.
Thank you.
No, some people don't engage at all. Like, I've had a few guests or when they leave, I'm like, hey, never again with them. They never looked at me or the movie.
But that's really, that's so weird. I think they maybe don't understand like the concept of like a Mystery Science Theater or something.
I feel like I talk too much.
No, no, that's the whole point, is we got to yap.
Yeah, if they want, if the people just wanted to watch the movie, they could just watch the movie.
Yeah, oh, no, if you, and it's always like, especially, I've noticed the younger the person, the more they can't sit and see a movie.
Horror is also great to talk through because there's not a ton of like,
you can piece it together,
dialogue or like weird like plot twists. You can follow everything.
It's, yeah,
the music will tell you when something is about to happen.
Did you guys notice that she just made out with him with her eyes open?
Oh, I didn't, but that's a good catch.
No, that was a very good catch. See, isn't it better when you look at the movie? I like everybody's outfits.
Yeah, this is
but cute. I like the tie the best.
So that's... many layers. But her butt looks banging.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay, of the four outfits, which do you like the best? I like, I gotta be honest, I like the girl in the suit.
I like the pink.
I like the pink, too. This pink on pink is very
cute. The corset.
Cute. Yeah. But I think the other pink is my second. I just really like pink.
That was such an old school cut.
Yeah, that was great. That was a very quick fade out, fade in.
It's like a star swipe.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds cool.
It's like literally just like a star. Like it's like, it's like if you're editing yourself, like a movie, it's, you can do like crazy transitions that no one would use. Brand new condo at the Desert Club golf
course. Uh-oh, where's Daddy?
Mr. Barrington.
She has a real divorced vibe.
She loves Dad?
Yeah, she does. It's the way she's holding the glass of the glass.
Really, that's why she kisses. That's why she kisses with her eyes open, because she's on her feet.
Oh God.
Men always leave.
I don't think I ever kiss with my eyes open. I probably close my eyes too much during sexual interactions.
Are the people unattractive?
No. I just need to concentrate to come.
By the way, Are You Garbage shout out, milk with dinner.
Oh God, that's so fucking gross.
What, you don't want to have some red sauce and pasta and a big glass of milk?
Oh, it feels so heavy.
You don't want to immediately have to shit the second dinner's over?
I don't know.
But I think when I was a kid, I would drink like orange juice with everything. I loved orange juice and cranberry juice.
I had a lot of iced tea.
Iced tea is my favorite beverage of all time. That and Diet Coke are tied.
I had a lot of Ovaltine.
Really?
With dinner? Mm.
With everything.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Were you lacking nutrients?
No.
Oh. Ovaltine's good.
Yeah, I my grandma pretty much only had iced tea. She also, my family, tell me if your family did this. Ice cubes, big commodity.
Well, I'm like, my mom knows I have an obsession with my drinks being really cold, so when I come home, she makes extra ice.
Okay.
I don't know that it was a big commodity. Like, it was rationed in your house?
Rationed.
No.
Because my grandma was so obsessed with room in the freezer that she would make ice cubes and then put them in a smaller Tupperware. And then that was it. She would take the ice cube trays out and not keep them in the freezer.
I didn't have that, but I do remember that I always dreamed as a little girl that one day I would be rich enough to have a refrigerator that made ice in the door. And my friends that had that, I was like, holy shit.
My sister-in-law
I didn't have
has
that either.
That, and I'm jealous now as an adult.
Yeah, I still don't have it. And I'm like, one day. Like last Christmas, we stared at an Airbnb that had a standalone ice maker built into the cabinets, and I'm like, five stars. It's incredible.
Yeah, and I would try and and this was like well into my adulthood, would like put too many ice cubes in a glass, and my grandma would stop me.
And you're a bad boy, Zach.
No, I said, she goes, Zach, you drink your drinks too cold.
Oh my God,
it's no good for your inside.
That is true.
Did you see this guy's outfit? Sorry,
what?
The guy.
What is he wearing? What is he wearing?
He's butt naked.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You never talk on the phone butt naked?
And he had his thigh up like this.
I'll take a full-on meeting.
This is a lady movie. We're going to see some hunks.
He has a good body. It's his face that's the issue.
It's a little retarded.
Yeah.
And then I said, why is that to her? And she said, when I drink drinks that are too cold, I get an upset stomach. So that was her.
She is right. Like, I believe, like, traditional Chinese culture, like, it's everything is, like, a room temperature.
True.
Well, my grandmother is not Chinese.
No, I know, but, like, the Chinese people always tend to be ahead of the game on wellness.
Yeah, no, I,
a hand just fell off. Whose was that?
Adam's
her sister's?
Grandma, the thing.
Yeah, for some reason, I've always had issues with people that I've lived with ice. It's a thing in my life.
I am really interested in ice, so this is the perfect conversation to bring up.
I know, it sounds dumb. So I lived with my best friend for a while, and he's got like severe ADHD.
Uh-huh.
So he loved to like rearrange things while I wasn't home. Like I would come home and there'd be no coffee table anymore.
Oh.
And I'd be like, what's that about? And he's like, I decided we needed the living room for activities. I'm going to do my workouts in here.
He spoke like that?
Oh, that's the impression we all do of him.
Oh.
He's my best friend.
Oh, I was like, that's terrifying.
No, he's from Texas, but we kind of assigned this voice to him.
Okay.
And then one day him and the girl he was living with at the time took all my ice cube trays, emptied them, and put them in a cabinet. And he goes, so, you know, we decided today we don't need ice anymore.
What?
And I went, I like ice, and I drink.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need ice. And he goes, all right, here's the deal now. You want ice? You put one tray in, you make it, empty it, clean it, go back in the cabinet.
What?
We're going to use the room in the freezer. And I'm like, and because I had three ice cube trays. He goes, that's too much ice, you get one tray.
What?
And I was like, this is my apartment.
That's a crazy rule
that you moved into.
Yeah.
And he's like, we don't need no ice no more. You don't drink cold drinks. You drink them regular.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he
decided
no ice.
Life isn't even worth living without a cold drink.
And now just my wonderful wife, who also has ADHD, loves to put the ice cube tray back with no ice or one piece of ice in it.
Right. Yeah.
And then every time I'm like, hun? And she always knows she did it.
She knows what the problem's going to be. It's ice. So how many ice-related fights do you get in per year?
Well, no, it's always, I have ADHD, and, you know, I was going to refill it, but then I started thinking about something else, and I walked out.
Yeah. Man, life.
Where is this set?
I'd assume it's California.
Yeah, this looks like California living. Oh, that fringe shirt brings me back.
That is sick.
Whew.
I got to be honest, I'm digging the mom's pearls.
Yeah.
That's a look, too.
These big bangs. We used to look 40 when we were 16. Even when I was
Yeah, can you blame these guys? Sorry.
I
thought we were going on a thing together.
Even when I was young, the look wasn't this intense.
I love the one just has a rubber chicken out the window.
She's the fun one.
Is that another bird on the lawn?
I think that is a plastic goose.
Oh.
So the ladies are going away for a girls' weekend to play music.
That car, I used to love sitting in the back of it so that I could wave at all the other cars.
This does look fun, I gotta be honest.
I would love to go on a road trip with my girl band.
Yeah, but you know they're gonna want to get laid, and some dudes are gonna fuck it up. That's how it always works.
When I go on the road with girls, it's usually pretty alright.
Yeah, we have a good time.
You've only left me to go fuck a guy a couple times.
It happens.
Right?
Who hasn't? Who hasn't left their friends to go fuck a dude?
When I'm opening for her.
Yeah, we're opening for him, too.
Yeah.
Hey.
Told me I had number one butthole, top three vagina.
Number one butthole. That's
top three vagina. And I was like, who is this for? You know, I'm the only one.
No, you're three, not four. Who is this for? The girl after you, I guess.
Please put that in your Instagram bio.
Top three means you were number three.
Yeah, well,
because if you were number two, he would have said you had the second best vagina he ever had.
No, that's like, a really good and hurtful
and
point.
He was like, he said to me, having sex with you is like, I feel like I'm back in high school because of your vagina. And I said, in my head, I was like, this guy's fucking kids.
Yeah.
How does he remember, you know?
Or it's just like a line that he thought would be cool to say and flattering. You know, at least he was trying.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Having sex with you reminds me of high school because you're so underdeveloped.
Because I used to fuck little boys.
I've never been anybody's top anything, so don't worry. You should take that compliment.
All right.
You're your wife's top person, I would assume.
Whoa.
I'm probably like top five.
This is a very punny show.
She means well.
Those kisses are disgusting, whatever was just happening in that montage.
She's dreaming about the killer.
That's lips wiping. That's not kissing.
Ah!
Do you think that's meant to be like a psychic vision? of the future?
I think it's supposed to be a psychic vision, yes.
Because they were wearing the same exact outfits that she dreamt of the night before.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, I was just going to ask who's back there, because I never saw.
Frank and Nat.
Hello, guys.
Hello, sorry for setting you up.
No, you're good, dude. Hell yeah.
Courtney, are you okay? She's gone. Who's gone?
Yeah, Courtney's not fun to hang out with anymore.
No, Courtney's a bummer. Courtney screams at nothing.
It's hard because you want to keep her around because she's been through so much, but like she's kind of been a buzzkill.
Yeah. You want to be cool to your friend who went through a tragedy, but then like you just stop including them in things eventually.
Yeah, Corey, you're killing the vibe. Ooh. Where's this?
Especially when you meet somebody who every time they get drunk has to bring up a horrible thing they went through and really destroy the tone of the green room you were in this weekend.
Okay, that sounded like it was pretty specific.
No, I was just making an example.
Now I have to look up the lineups from where you performed this weekend.
We'll talk about it later.
Incredible.
Real fucking buzzkill.
The fuck are they at? They didn't have Airbnbs then, did they?
No, I think they rented a house. You could still rent a house. You just had to do it like through a service.
Yeah, like a real estate agent. Well, my hair's just falling out. That can't be a good sign.
Why? Meds.
You wanted us to help you unpack your dad's
stuff. My chemo. My career took a dip. I needed to start a rumor.
Corinne, did you see Barbarian yet?
I did. It so good.
I thought you would like it.
Oh, my God. I loved it.
It was excellent.
Barbarian and Black Phone are my top picks from this year.
The Skarsgård guy. What's his first name?
Bill.
He's so hot.
He is so hot. Well, isn't Alexander his brother? Or are they really? They're both hot.
Yeah, shit. And Nicholas. Their whole family's famous.
What? Again.
They're all famous. The family.
That can't be fun to fuck. That has to be more novelty than use, right?
I would think so. Because listen, I did. I never looked into buying a sex doll like that, but I did look into like the lifelike men, but they're $20,000. Because I saw someone on like a Vice sex show have sex with one, and I was like, that honestly, it looks great.
I with a lady, tried to put my penis in a sex doll, like the blow up doll.
Right.
It doesn't feel like anything you want to fuck, and it's like difficult and not fun.
Yeah, there's too much give, too. It's like balloon-like, right?
Yeah, it wasn't enjoyable at all.
Yeah.
Because when I was in my old band, when my other keyboard player couldn't be there, his keyboard would be pre-programmed, and I would just duct tape a blow-up doll to his keyboard stand and talk to it like he was there.
Wow, really replaceable role in the band.
Yeah. I was probably trying to tell him something. And I brought the doll home. And tried to put my pecker in it, and it was just not happening.
Damn.
It was also very embarrassing because I went to a sex shop to buy it, and the Indian guy at the shop didn't want me to buy it.
Why?
He said I was too fat.
Are you serious?
He said I was going to pop it. And I was like, yeah, I'm not here to fuck it. I want it as, like, a thing. And he was like, no, my friend, I cannot sell to you because you cannot return when you pop.
Oh, my God.
It seemed like it was, like, a problem that he had at the shop.
Yeah, I'm sure.
More than it was a commentary on you personally, but that's fucked up, man.
Yeah, no, nothing gets me more fucking horned up than going to a sex shop and having some old Indian man follow me around glaring.
And then call you fat.
Yeah, like I'm a fucking black guy trying to buy candy at a Korean fucking grocery store.
Goddamn.
They're having a good time.
You think they'll be pissed at us for coming early? You are so uptight.
I'm uptight.
Look, I'm telling you, these girls will love it.
Don't you think we should have at least called first?
No, I'm never surprised. They're having a ladies' night there. You don't want a guy to come over while you're in your pajamas eating squeeze cheese.
That was disgusting. On her finger? She was not even putting it on a cracker.
No. I've never had a time like this with girls.
Oh, what, where you're just humping brooms and dancing?
Yeah, it's never gotten like sexual. Like they always make these scenes where women are alone, like that we're all trying to perform sexually for each other, and it just doesn't happen.
He was just gonna walk in?
That's terrifying. I've done that. but with a bigger shirt on.
Oh, were you guys all dancing in front of the same painting and then
this girl's
each other
not
in the
well.
Shot?
I've definitely choreographed a lot of dances along with women, yes.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, like that I've done. That's not sexy though.
No.
It just seems like a lot of work.
We love to create issues for ourselves. Women love to do work even for pleasure.
Oh, are you trying to explain to me that women love making things more complicated than they need to possibly ever fucking be?
Absolutely.
Get the fuck out of here.
Absolutely.
I don't believe God. I love that this girl needs to have her drumsticks no matter where she goes so
that's
that we
how you
don't
know.
Forget she's the drummer.
That's her thing.
I'm covered in champagne.
This
I gotta take my bra
off. That girl's the biggest whore of them all.
That's number two. That's the number two vagina.
No.
Great tits.
Yeah. Very perky. Very nice.
I love a small perky tit. Yeah.
No, can't go wrong. Uh-oh. No.
Yeah, this has never happened in the history of women. And if it was, they're all lesbians.
Frank, has this ever happened to you with you and your guy friends?
Not once.
No, you never had a pillow fight and just fucking went all dick out?
Sprayed each other with champagne bottles?
Yeah.
No.
So this is directed by a woman and this scene is still in here?
Yep.
That's so crazy. She must have had some pressure from the producers.
I had the exact same thought.
Yeah. Right? Because this to me, Natalie, is like such a... like. Okay, so wait, Natalie. Have you ever had a moment like this?
No.
And Natalie's part of the...
Yeah.
The LGBTQ community.
No, so all my girl hangs are strictly fun, no business. Sorry, business, no fun. Never mind. Nothing. They don't cross. The wires don't cross with my friends, is what I mean.
So I've heard, I believe Penelope Spheeris kind of talk about
yeah
stuff like this, where studios at the time would offer you one amount of money to make the movie, and then with the caveat of so many nude scenes offer you significantly more money.
That makes sense. That
so
makes
they
sense.
Wouldn't tell you you had to do it.
They would just incentivize.
As a director, producer, etc., you would be encouraged. Like, I've read in things where certain producers have been like, hey, we'll give you such and such amount of money for the script as you have it.
Right.
If you add two bare breast scenes, this is the budget. If you add a sex scene, this is the budget.
Right. And it's not just the money then, because then it's like, obviously, like, they're going to put more promotion, you know,
yeah,
into the movie. They're going to care more about the movie.
Yeah, it's the comfort of your cast and crew.
Right.
It's, yeah, how much time you have, because, I mean, money's kind of the ultimate time saver.
Sure.
But didn't, it feels like a lot of these, like, horror films are a lot shorter than regular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
this movie's fucking 70 minutes.
Like, aren't, like, movies nowadays a lot longer than they used to be?
Yeah, because back in the day at drive-thrus, there would be double features.
Mm-hmm.
You could go watch two movies and be out in 3.5 hours with shit in between.
I did a double feature of Terrifier and Terrifier 2 on Sunday, and I was like, took my whole day.
Yep.
Because Terrifier 2 was like 2.5 hours or some crazy amount of time.
All it needed to be for a story like that, it should have been very long and intricate. For a very complicated, intelligent story by such a talented storyteller. Yeah, it had to be that long.
And then I started going to all the Instagrams of like the people involved, and I was like, something has to be very wrong with this person.
I watched The Godfather all in a row, all of them.
Really?
All three? I believe there's an edit that turns all three into one movie.
Oh, really? Mm. There's an Avengers movie, I believe, that's like 4 hours long.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. So you saw one of my best friends naked this weekend, Corinne?
Oh, I did?
Yes.
Oh, which one's your best friend?
The girl in number one that gets hung upside down.
Oh, and split down the middle.
That is my very, very close friend, Katie, who I was just speaking to this weekend.
Great
about possibly doing
Katie.
A project together.
Katie, I'm sorry about your pussy.
Oh, that's split in half?
Oh,
Katie
yeah.
is one of my favorite
sounds like
actresses
Henry's
I've
work.
Ever worked with. And continues to be a very, very close friend. She sat with my mother at my wedding.
Aww.
Where'd you get married?
I got married at a small theater performance space in Brooklyn.
You mean a bingo hall?
No. Like it's a bar with a big performance space and then like a backyard.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
So we got married in the outdoor backyard and then the reception was right inside.
Aww. That sounds good.
It was where my film company had our last two film festivals. And the year before proposing, that was where I drank a hot bottle of whiskey out of a car and told my wife's sister that I wanted to propose and that I was going to marry her sister one day. So I decided to just do it where I told her family I was going to do it.
What was her sister's reaction?
She's really into it.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, that could have gone either
way. We got along really good.
That's nice.
Yeah. And we had a lot of good memories there. And so I decided it would be a good spot. I'm not saying anything. It was called the Paper Box Theater.
Okay. Oh, I've been there in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
In Bushwick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did. When I did the Brooklyn, the Williamsburg Film Festival, that was like the main hub of it.
Yep.
It's very cool.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Bathroom situation left a little to be desired.
Have you ever been to the Trash Bar?
Yeah, of course.
Isn't that place cool? They used that as the after party.
I enjoyed that very much. Many years ago, I played music there a couple times, and I remember one of the owners drove his motorcycle through the bar at the end of the night to clear everybody out.
Oh my God, that's like so Meatloaf and Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It was so cool. That was how they did Last Call. The owner drove his bike out, kicking people out.
That's fun. Everybody's got one.
That girl's got a banging bod.
Yeah,
the blue.
Yeah, it is a nice bod.
They're both hot as hell. Yeah, me too. But I keep dreaming about
this really weird guy. Last night. Oh wow, that was yeah. She's well built. I think you should have some juice. I thought those were prayer candles.
Oh yeah.
Oh, me too.
Like the Jesus ones.
Yeah, those are juices. I really thought those were prayer candles.
They're very into the liquids here in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big budget.
You gotta hydrate. I could feel him. I could feel him breathe
on me. What's your hangover cure? A
doctor's report. Drinking. About something called
subconscious. Hair of the dog does work. Mine's just like Alka-Seltzer, Excedrin migraine, and Taco Bell.
What about sometimes Pedialyte?
So that's what I was going to suggest.
Yeah,
Pedialyte. I got it on this. I got on this recently, and Chris from Brooklyn also, independently, also discovered this. Gatorade now has a Pedialyte type drink.
Oh, really?
And got it on GoPuff. Gotta say, real fucking game changer as far as the hangovers.
I mean, the key is also just to drink water while you're drinking. But
yeah.
And then there is like a pill you can get on Amazon that is from Shark Tank, whatever, if you, like Shark Tank Hangover, whatever. If you
that was
it.
In
Blowfish.
I got that recently from a festival.
Is it called Blowfish?
Blowfish is one of them, and then there's like another one. Like they both really work, but they don't obstruct you from like getting drunk, which some of those products do. But those things work a miracle. Everyone was making fun of me when I brought them on a Kesha cruise, and then the next day I felt great, and everyone else felt like shit, and I was like, shouldn't have made fun of me and my Shark Tank pills.
Do you think I can go grab another Red Bull?
I think somebody can grab it for you.
Oh, can someone grab me a Red Bull, please? If they're sugar-free, that would be amazing. If not, I'm all good. I'm not a star.
Can I get one too while you're at it?
One for the Zach. Corinne needs some Blowfish.
All right, just relax.
Corinne needs a sex doll.
My other move recently, I got one of those big metal water bottles that ladies carry.
Yeah.
And I fill it with ice water, and it stays cold for 48 hours.
Oh, God, those are so good.
And I keep it next to the bed, and I try to finish it before I wake up in the morning.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Really helps.
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes makes me more hungover, too.
Yeah, there is nothing like waking up and being like, "Ah, shit, I smoked last night, didn't I?"
I've literally smoked like 5 cigarettes in my entire life.
Thank you.
Sorry, I think they're probably out of sugar-free because I drink all the sugar.
No problem. Yeah, I've never been a smoker, but every once in a while when I'm drunk, a cigarette is nice.
This girl's so fucked in the head.
That looks nice, though. Like, if you're having a bad day, just jumping in a pool like that.
Yes, of course.
Just drowning?
There's something... Well, I mean, like, you know... Water literally cleanses you, but then if there's something, like, soul-cleansing about it, too.
I am legitimately upset that this girl in the blue was not the one who got topless. Those are phenomenal.
Still time.
Yeah, of course. Sorry about
that. Ooh, he looks even worse wet.
Yeah, he does look bad. He looks like a drama.
He just makes me, like, feel raped.
Well, that's like, the kind of guy that, like, society deems attractive, but I've never found those kind of guys attractive.
little better. Boy, I felt so bad this morning. I wanted to go home. I can totally relate.
A lot of the shots, and this might be a director thing, and I actually think it might be a female director thing. A lot of the shots, even though they're not POV shots, feel like POV shots. So you feel like you're in the room with them. Like, just now that the one shot on the girl in pink.
Yeah.
It felt like you were sitting where the girl in the blue is.
Yeah.
Right. I can deal with it. Hey,
that's a that pink lipstick has really gone out of fashion. That like bubblegum pink.
Yeah, well, I think people realize it made their teeth look yellow.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
See that butt?
There it is.
Oh no, your girl's dead. There's your butt.
Tan lines, yay or nay?
I don't like them, but I know they're popular in porn.
I find them pretty appealing sometimes.
Yeah, I know the guys are like into them. It's like weird. I find them to be weird even when I get them on myself. But
where'd you get this thing?
Miss LeBranche?
I like a good bikini line.
Yeah, I think it's cute.
What is this shit? If your mother knew.
That guy, look at that guy's pinky ring.
Oh, that is odd.
Look at his happy trail. Oof.
Pulsating tool. I betted a lady with a happy trail once.
Yeah,
I betted. I love that.
It was,
sounds like a gentle. Oh, what the fuck is she eating?
Oh, sandwich. God.
I thought it was a lobster.
What's wrong? My burger's weird.
Looks like the same old kangaroo meat to me. Way too much ketchup.
Yeah, I got with a girl in college who had a happy trail, and guess what? It didn't lead to less hair.
Oh.
It should have been a warning. But I did not take it as such, nor put that math together.
You can't do any hair?
Oh, no, I'm fine with it.
Just it was just an excess.
It was striking at the time because I think I wasn't used to it.
Right.
As an older man now, I actually enjoy a bush.
Yeah.
Because now it's just like a new kind of thing.
Right.
Because I was so used to bald pussy my whole life.
Yeah, it's rare to find. Or rarer to find these days. It's coming back in style, though.
First time I got with a girl with hairy armpits, I was very turned on.
Yeah?
Yeah, I kept smelling them. Sorry to over... I didn't mean to speak over you, Chloe.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, she looks like she's lip syncing.
Yeah, of course they are. You think they're doing this live?
It's I don't know, budget-wise.
Yeah, Chloe, it's a film. It's impossible.
They got to ADR this, yeah.
Yeah. And it's obviously a studio recording.
Sorry, I'll shut the fuck up.
No.
I'm going to start watching my phone. I feel like I'm the one watching the movie the most.
You are.
Now I'm just enjoying busting your balls. I apologize.
Oh, it's okay.
That scene was fanciful because men have never watched women do something they love that long.
No, especially on the ground like that.
Yeah, no, like look at their bopping around. Wait, here, no, now they're making it about them, so this is a little bit more realistic.
That makes sense then.
What is that girl, the manager?
No. Yeah, that makes sense then. The movie kind of rocks, I gotta be honest. I feel like they saw the, what girl band had the sex tape? Or like the tour tape?
Oh, I don't know about this. Was it like the Go-Go's or something?
Yes, I think it might have been the Go-Go's.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a sex tape, but it was them like partying backstage.
In this lesbian dream way that women are supposedly always partying in?
More or less.
Yeah.
And I feel like they saw that tape.
And they emulated it.
And they were like, I bet that's what all girls do.
So crazy. I'm like genuinely curious. I would love to hear a story about a girl who does it. I've never heard of any friends. I also have like a lot of kind of masculine women in my life because of my profession. But ew, this guy is gross.
This girl's gross. She was the sluttiest one the whole time.
No. I don't care about sluttiness. I just care about actually being a gross person. What?
Can I be honest? I love that. That's so gross.
That reminds me of like Pee Wee's Playhouse when you would open the fridge and all the food would be alive.
My favorite thing on Pee Wee's Playhouse was during the Christmas episode when we find out the dinosaur family that lives in the wall is Jewish. I don't know why, but that is such a fun detail for me.
That show was so smart. There were so many things that when you go back and watch it as an adult, you're like, this is hilarious.
I like Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean's very funny.
A classic. I've been feeling really
nervous and it is weird hearing him talk, though. Weird.
No, it's a race. It's a race.
Oh, no, yeah. That's great, but the real him is, I collect jaguars.
I don't even know what that is. I don't
think so. What?
I don't even know what that is.
A car?
Jaguar. Jaguars. Yeah, but they in England they say Jaguar. Try to
relax. Jaguar.
Jaguar. By the way, I will say this. Rat Race?
That's the best.
Really good movie.
Oh, when the wife putting on stop putting on Hitler's girlfriend's lipstick.
It's a very funny movie.
And the kid's like, I'm prairie dogging.
I'll even go this far. All three movies that feature All-Star by Smash Mouth from that year are great movies.
What are they?
Mystery Men, Rat Race, and Shrek. They come out the same year, but they all have All-Star in it.
How the hell would you know that fact? Did you read it online, or did you like just know it from watching all three films? And
I just know it.
That's amazing to me.
Well, the All-Star video is from the soundtrack of Mystery Men.
Well, for sure. Okay.
And then Shrek opens with All-Star.
Right.
And then at the end of Rat Race, when they go to save the money, they accidentally walk on stage to a Smash Mouth concert. And you go, there's no way they're going to do All-Star.
It's been
in two other movies. And then they just do All-Star.
Well, there's a while that like Wanna Be by the Spice Girls was in like every trailer because it just gets you going.
It really does.
Gets you going for sure.
Gets me going for sure. Not as much as Eye of the Tiger.
Oh! I was like thinking of a dude's name. I was like, Shane?
No, Shane's for you.
No, Shane Smith is for me.
Shane Smith can be for you too.
Shane Smith is for me. Shane Smith, I will say this.
If you wanted to...
Platonic.
I thought we were going to all go around and say who we would fuck
platonic
at Gas Digital.
Platonic compliment? I think Shane Smith is a hunk.
He is a hunk.
I really think he's a beautiful man. And he's a sweet, nice guy, funny guy.
Yeah.
I really think he's the total package.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Hell yeah. That was a very gay moment with me. I hope.
Courtney is so unwell.
It was a nice little bottom cheek, though. Are we gonna go around the table and see who's the hunk of Gas Digital?
Louis Gomez.
I mean, I go Dave over Louis.
Dave is very handsome, but I feel like people don't think about him because he's so married.
He's so monogamous, yeah.
He's so married. Yeah, there's people who are married and there's people who are so married, yeah. And I feel like Dave. And
he's
that's
so
a
married.
Great quality about yeah. him is so married.
That he's yeah, that he loses that he becomes asexual.
Yeah, yeah. The weirdest things
are happening to my Well, that's a great
Well, I remember when Dave fucked, so I can keep
Yeah, I was like
going.
I don't I was like well, I knew him a little bit before he met his wife, but
hell yeah, that looks great.
Hottest guy in comedy. Shane Smith?
I mean
Matt Rife probably right now.
I think Anthony Jeselnik.
By like
always.
Consensus, like not my personal opinion. My personal opinion would be like just like I'll just like start listing my exes. What's
wrong? You're like Jeff Singer.
No, yuck. You gotta believe me. You gotta believe me, Matt. You gotta come up there. She's dead. Okay. It's in the bathroom. She's dead. Okay. What?
I love how it's becoming like a Boy Who Cried Wolf situation.
Right.
So they're just like, oh, the bummer's up to What's it again.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, for being this far in, where's the murders?
It's
Gotta
a girl murder film.
Yeah. You didn't give her any
of your drugs, did you? Well, it's kind of interesting because it does have like a lot of quality. It's just like a regular straightforward 80s rom-com.
Mm-hmm.
And the color palette, too. But then... Weird, so random, fucked up shit will happen. I mean, she's the one that opened Sheila. Champagne and who knows I've never even met a Sheila. See, you're just getting uptight again. You're uptight.
uptight again.
Courtney should just go see a shrink if she can't loosen up.
Oh, would you guys chill out? Talks like Pauly Shore. Yeah.
I feel like she has to hear them talking about her as part of the plot of this movie. Like, eventually they're going to talk shit about her and she's going to be there.
Yeah. Maybe she'll murder them.
This little guy is such a rascal. Just feeling, literally feeling.
I'm not crazy.
I don't think you're crazy, girl. I think you have some PTSD.
I saw it.
Yeah, because you're crazy.
He's in his house somewhere.
Then go. Stop bugging us. I'm trying to get my dick wet with your big-titted friend.
Yeah, you know, like, that guy's like, oh, I guess I'll be nice. Cause maybe we can bang.
Strange around here.
No. Only Courtney.
I hate this guy.
Very funny.
I really don't like his attitude.
Where is Sally? I've looked all over her, and I don't know where she is.
I will also say something that I never liked until now I'm a little older. Drinking a bottle of champagne out of the bottle like a real pig.
Oh, I love drinking it out of the bottle.
It's so hard.
It feels so nice. Like, I love that the thickness of that glass. Mm, love it. Champagne gives me a headache, though. It's just it's something about it. I can't really drink it. I
love Bellinis.
Yeah.
I like a Bellini, but with vodka, too.
Oh, wow.
So it's a screwdriver and a Bellini at the same time. Yeah. Well, what? No, I'm kind thinking of the other thing. What's
mimosa?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So orange juice, champagne, vodka.
Yeah, Bellini is the peach one.
Yes, excuse me. I've made those once.
I used to drink those at night when I was younger.
A night Bellini. That's so wealthy of you,
Chloe. I used to order them at dinner when I was like 16. I didn't know what I was doing, clearly.
Did you know it was alcohol?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a morning drink.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen her since.
That's delicious.
Dead or alive.
Got to drink the Bellinis when you're young, because when you're old, you can't drink all that sugar. Get hangover.
But you're afraid to look, right?
Also, all the characters in this are named after horror movie icons. So the girl that just disappeared is Sally Burns. That's a combination of Marilyn Burns, who plays Sally in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, wow.
People are Krugers, Voorhees, the neighbors are the Cravens.
Okay, oh, how cool.
Everybody's names in this are all horror characters.
That's so fun.
Go away, you're supposed to be dead.
All right, that's a little funny.
Is this Sally Burns?
Yes. Christ, where have you been? I just went to the store to get some more Oxygen. And, well, I met this outrageous guy. He was such a babe.
Hell yeah.
And,
We fucked?
Did I do something wrong?
You freaked out your little friends here. And you wasted about $200 of the taxpayers' money.
Oh, God.
But you didn't do anything wrong.
I hate
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what kind of drugs this one is on, and I don't care. Because I don't want to have to deal with her mother and father and the fancy lawyers. But I'll tell you, Brad, something. If you jerk my chain and my tie,
everything they're looking. See, again, this guy's looking right into the camera.
Yeah.
Come on, Kruger. Danny's holding our booth.
I'm on my way.
Our booth? Where are they going?
Y'all have a
nice
Denny's
day. Like the restaurant. Hell yeah. I want to be a cop. Denny's is my favorite restaurant. That's the most white trash thing about me.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, what's your road stops? What's your, I'm on the road, we got to stop if we see A.
It's Denny's. Denny's? For sure. Or like a fast food thing that I don't have around here, like a Hardee's or something that's interesting that I can't get in the Northeast.
So my big one, this is going to be very not surprising.
Okay. Yeah, we're starting.
Daddy loves Arby's.
Oh, I love Arby's.
Love a good
Arby's.
There's
Arby's in the city, though.
Yeah, but
I'm not. It's not the same, yeah.
Road Arby's, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel.
I like Cracker Barrel too. I was
fuck
on board
hard
later.
With the sawmill gravy from Cracker Barrel.
Mm. Everything there was so salty, which I really love. I love an overuse of salt.
Yeah, you do hash browns, sawmill gravy.
No!
Other one, and this is only recently. Waffle House.
Waffle House, to me, I don't...
It's a den of sadness.
Yeah, it doesn't live up to, like, the hype of people who grew up in spaces that where there was Waffle Houses. To me, it's like, why would you go Waffle House when you could go to Denny's? It's such a limited menu, too.
Chicken fried steak, that's why.
I don't...
Chicken fried steak, hash browns, smothered, covered.
I got my
Yeah, I think I don't eat because I don't.
You don't eat the slop I eat.
I don't eat meat, so okay, yeah. There's a lot. Like,
I would not go to Waffle House and be like, "Dude, waffles."
Well, I just eat like eggs and toast, and it's like kind of boring. There's not enough.
Yeah, I got gotcha.
Stuff.
I don't know if I'm going crazy. Or
Chloe, what's your road stops?
Well, I only go on the road with Corinne, so.
Where did we go? We stopped at McDonald's for sure.
That's where we went, McDonald's.
And then we went to a diner in Chicago.
And a thrift fun. Store.
Yeah, I do a lot of thrifting on the road.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
But when we went to Philly, there was nothing open yet because it was a pandemic.
Well, I bought Chloe her first cheesesteak, like her first Philly cheesesteaks, and I made her go to Pat's and Gino's, and I took a picture in front of her. Like, I treat Chloe like she's my daughter on the
I'm
road.
I'm just like standing there.
I have a picture of Chloe holding a cheesesteak in front of Pat's and Gino's.
You Instagram. Did too.
I truly like. I don't know. It's fun for me to bring people on the road and like. If I can't experience,
don't make
something,
me jealous.
Well, if I can't experience something for the first time again, it's fun to have someone else experience it.
Love a Wawa stop. Love a Bucky stop.
We went to Wawa, Corinne, in Philly.
We did. Oh yeah.
Bucky's is a fucking huge one if you ever got to do it.
I know about Bucky's and I know the little guy who's the on the logo, but I've never actually been in one.
Incredible.
I've been to a Sheetz.
Sheetz is fun.
That's a big one.
When I go to Boston, I'll be on the road. What's a favorite in Boston? Is there a special food there that people eat?
That's interesting. I'm not sure, like, as far as, like, a chain. There's probably, like, lots of good food in Boston.
Probably just, like, the Adams, John Adams beer or
something
whatever.
Like that.
Sam Adams?
Drink a Sam. Get a here. Sam Adams in Boston.
That's what guys would do in this situation, is pretend they could also play guitar because they just saw a lady do it.
That's for sure.
Matt.
What is happening?
Yeah, no, Bucky's will change. I mean, I'm such trash. So Bucky's just has aisles of things I like.
So wait, what's in the aisles? Is it a little store too?
It's huge. Well, first of all, it's like a Walmart.
Oh.
It's huge.
Is it a restaurant and a store?
No, Bucky's is a gas station.
Oh.
But hundreds of pumps. Hell yeah, that looks awesome.
Ah!
That looks so cool, and I love the viscera hanging off of it.
See, the hottest guy in this film is this guy.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Side ups, whatever.
Special effect.
Yes, Corinne.
That looks so good.
Because it literally just looks like we went to Spirit Halloween and bought an arm.
So it's a giant gas station. They have the cleanest bathrooms in America, and they put that on the billboard because they have a constant person cleaning the bathroom every 10 minutes.
Thank God. I need to go. Where are these Buckies? Like,
they're
what part?
In the South mostly.
Oh, that's why.
But now they're coming towards like Florida.
Okay.
Entire hot sauce aisle.
Wow.
Entire beef jerky aisle.
Wow.
Clothing section.
Okay, now I'm on board.
Big club of all Buckies related.
I would definitely
stuff.
Need to get a Buckies garb.
A big one for me as a tubby titty. Cane sugar soda.
Ooh.
But cane sugar Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
In glass bottles.
Ooh,
yeah.
I'm saying a glass
real,
bottle.
Real big deal.
I'm a big soda person. Have you ever been to Coca-Cola World in Atlanta? Okay, so you have to go if you're a soda person because they have fountain of soda from all over the world.
And then also the other thing Bucky's had, so they have all their own food that they do. Hot sandwiches, they have fudge. They have beaver nuggets, which are like a almost like corn pops, but a snack.
But chicken?
No, corn pop. Like.
Oh, like the cereal?
Yeah, they're like big corn pops.
Oh, I thought it was like chicken with corn pops.
So they're big corn pops. And then the one that they do in store, made to order brisket sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
And they constantly have new briskets coming out, and they call it out, and everybody has to yell, brisket on the board.
I mean, that sounds...
So you have hot brisket constantly coming out.
I do like things that are over the top and wasteful. That's my favorite part of living in America.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. And then if I'm anywhere that has Faygo, that's...
What's Faygo?
Faygo is a very cheap soda that the Insane Clown Posse likes very much. And they have very good, very sweet flavors, like cotton candy and candy apple. But my favorite is Rockin' Rye. which is cream soda with some black cherry soda.
Ooh, I love black cherry soda is my favorite soda, but I have to drink diet. Like I am really sensitive to like sweet stuff, so I just have to drink like a diet version of even like Mountain Dew. I love Mountain Dew, but I like diet Mountain Dew a lot better.
Do you guys think that she's just pumped that now she's not crazy?
Yeah, she probably feels vindicated.
Yeah, instead of scared anymore.
Yeah.
She's just like, I told you.
What is it called when you like make the sound? Is that a Foley artist?
Yeah.
I was like, I follow a bunch of like Foley artists on TikTok, and it's my favorite thing. So anytime I hear like people walking now, I just think of like this woman just like walking on rocks in her apartment alone, or like the studio, wherever the hell she's recording.
I love when they have tools that do everything. I had a Foley artist come and talk to when I went to film school. Yeah. And they just had these boxes that made a million different noises when you turned them around.
It's so fun. I'm like obsessed with the
concept. That's my dream job.
A Foley artist,
yeah,
Nelly?
For real. I had an internship with it once and it was the most fun.
Do you follow those on TikTok?
I'm not really on TikTok, but I should be.
I was like, you gotta, watch them. Oh.
Syncing it up would probably be what I hate. So I hate doing ADR.
Yeah. ADR sucks.
It's like so tedious and awful, and I hate the beep, 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 and then you got to get it. And
right.
I always just ask them to loop it.
Mm-hmm.
So I do one line at a time because I could never get it.
Yeah, and you feel a lot of pressure, and then like everyone's like looking at you, and like, you're like wasting everyone's time. You're like,
I've had to play other people that couldn't make the ADR session and do their voice.
Hello.
I'm actually the Scream Queen Debbie Rashawn in a scene in a movie.
Oh my god! How cool.
Where she yells
how
"stop"
fun.
in one of the trauma movies.
How do you scream "stop" like a woman?
I listened to her do it hundreds of times until I matched the tone.
Oh, you're just like you're really good at impressions.
I'm okay at that one.
Yeah.
I learned her, and I learned another one of the characters. I did some of his ADR.
Yeah, I always wish I had a better ear for impressions. I'm decent, but there's people like, you know, Melissa Villaseñor, who's like incredible.
I'm horrible. Yeah. I come out Jamaican every time.
You don't do any impressions?
No.
I love my favorite thing is when comedians do impressions of other comedians.
That's I can only do Joe Biden getting off the stage.
Is that just like falling? Sleepy Joe.
Hell yeah, dude.
I mean, that was hot. He had a flower in his head, like when he stuck his tongue out.
I mean, the
thought of it on my pussy.
Drill guitar is the most phallic weapon in horror history.
Whew.
I do like that they set up that the cops will no longer answer.
Right, that's good.
So that it's logical why a guy with a giant drill guitar could possibly roam the streets.
He's such a bitch. Make you out.
I would assume since they're hugging like that, their death is going to be them drilled together.
Or she can use his body as a human shield and then run
away
somewhere. Yeah,
that would be the move.
Yeah.
Oh, he goes right through people.
So someone bloody comes knocking on your door. Do you answer it for them or no? Because that actually happened in an article I read on Without a Country a couple weeks ago.
Lady, yes. Guy, no.
Really?
I don't know, because she could have a knife too, right?
Well, that's what people said. I go, oh, man, though. I'd take a risk. Ah!
Why?
So do we know this guy's motive yet? Just like being badass, being a bad boy?
Because he was a killer from the first one.
Oh, okay.
Just a crazy guy.
And then he didn't have a motive in the first one either?
I don't remember. I think we watched the first one together.
I know, that was a long time
ago.
Yeah,
that was many years ago at this point.
Yeah.
The girl got away?
All right, that's logical. Probably not, because he could just drill through the door.
Still so polite.
Hello, this is Courtney Bates, and we're at the
Bates, of course, Norman Bates.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's got a silly name at that.
I mean, is that illegal?
What?
To deny someone, even if they've called.
Yeah, I don't think this is a documentary.
I know. I like.
I'm sure it probably is. Yeah. I've heard of people. Joey Diaz told the story that he called the cops on himself when he was gacked up on coke, and he said that there was a demon in his house.
Oh my
and
God.
The cops told him to just put down the bag, and that they weren't gonna come back.
Yeah, I guess it's like different. Maybe like you call like 911 versus the local police department, and they know you.
Yeah. I've never called 911 before.
I used to prank call when I was like little.
Oh, I have, but only like
when I was like 10. As I did it
twice,
not,
I
yeah,
think.
Yeah.
One time I was like on a bus that was getting like I wouldn't say carjacked, but like a crazy person went to the front, was distracting the driver, and like took over the bus. But they like it was not a full carjacking, but like hint of carjacking, and their response was so bad.
How was their response?
I mean, they were just like, they kept saying like, "Where are you?" And I was like, "Well, we're moving on this highway." So and like they basically were trying to say like, "We can't help you because you're not in a
location."
Yeah, and I go, "But that's what a carjacking is, guys." I go, "This is not a made up crime, you know." And I mean, everyone was terrified on the bus.
Yeah, no. One of my first memories of dealing with intrusive thoughts is we had an assembly about why you shouldn't prank call 911.
Uh-huh.
And then I was home watching Free Willy. Oh, he's going to sing. Hell yeah.
I like that there's a musical element to this.
I do too. And I remember telling my mom that I felt like I was going to call 911 and hang up. So, you know, therapy.
Intrusive thoughts as in related to obsessive compulsive disorder?
Yeah, no, I'm in therapy for it now because I would tell my mom when I was a kid that I would, like, have these impulses to do bad things. So, you know.
What, may I
ask? Of course, I was never put in therapy.
Are you on medicine, may I ask?
No, I'm not.
OCD, you can handle it. I have it too. You can manage it without medicine, but it's just like a lot of like constant reminding yourself. I also do like the tapping. I don't know if you've watched those videos. It looks kind of ridiculous, but it actually does help me a lot.
What is it?
It's like when you start having like an obsessive thought, you just start tapping at these different points that they tell you, and it's kind of just like brings you back to the realm of reality that you need to be in.
Mine is count 5 things in the room and memorize them in that order.
Uh-huh.
And then close my eyes and repeat it.
Oh. Yeah,
so
just
I'll
like
be like, black microphone, clear cup, white paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go over it over and over again.
Yeah, just like anything to redirect the
or
thought.
Even dumb stuff like close your eyes and use your tongue to count your teeth.
Yeah, oh, that actually sounds very soothing.
This is so cool, by the way. This is legitimately cool as fuck.
Yeah, it really does remind me a lot of Eddie in Rocky Horror. Sick. Even that shot, that was very Eddie.
Yes.
What's this guy's motive?
The crazy killer?
Being cool.
Would it be fair to call him Andrew Dice Slay?
Ah, good one.
That's good.
Good move, Frank. I'm proud of you, buddy.
I'm just warming you
up. I'm just
like
so attracted to this guy.
I think that says as much about you as it does about him, though.
I like his earring. I like his style. I like that he maintains a sense of humor in times of duress.
Mm-hmm. When did you find out you had OCD?
I like self-diagnosed when I was like 12 because I just knew that I was like, these things are weird. I don't see other people doing these. And I went to the library and I found a book and I was like, this is what I have.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Only in the last couple of years. I mean, I've always had the issue. I've never had a name for it. I also had really bad panic attacks where I would throw up. And I still have those.
Oh, wow.
And when I was a kid, I would throw up every time we went out to eat. Because I would be afraid of ruining dinner like growing up.
And then self-fulfilling prophecy.
I asked my parents recently, how come you didn't take me to therapy for my panic attacks? And I was told, well, we took you to the pediatrician.
God.
And he said you had a nervous stomach.
What?
That was my diagnosis.
For
my panic attacks and constant vomiting.
Oh, wow.
The pediatrician said you had a nervous stomach, Zachary.
Child of the 80s.
Yep. Can you tell? Hey, at least I'm not resentful about it.
So crazy, man.
No, I haven't really. I've only just started talking about OCD shit and my panic attacks recently because I was very, very embarrassed for a long time.
Oh, God. Yeah. OCD is like very, especially in comedy, it's like very common. It can be helping too. Like, it can be helpful too because I think it, like, if you can direct it correctly, it really can help you with success and productivity. But it's difficult. Like, I find it to be difficult. Like, it's definitely difficult for, like, breakups, which you don't have to worry about that, though.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah. Wait, you have it too?
Yeah. I have really bad intrusive thoughts, and I think on loops.
Yeah. The intrusive thoughts for me, I guess not. So I just, like, upset. Like, I obsess over something like a mouse in a maze.
Same
until way. I find, like,
it's
the answer.
A dog chasing a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came to the conclusion in therapy that I have one of my impulses is to say the worst possible thing in that situation.
Which is comedically.
And then I turned that into podcasting and roast jokes.
Yeah, comedically hilarious.
That's also known as catastrophic thinking.
I've never heard that term before.
When you go to the worst situation. It's a black and white thinking, but it's when you go to really bad, it's catastrophic thinking.
Do you think of, like, in situations, like, if you get in a car, do you think of, like, getting in a car wreck, or?
Oh, no, I'm always like, what if I said something horrible?
Right yeah, now? So that I didn't know if it was like a two-part
thing. No. It's always like, what if I did the worst possible thing in this situation?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Like, you'll think like, oh my God, this is my fault. This is all my fault.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there was a hurricane. That was my fault. All those people died.
You think of that?
No. Okay. I remember when the stock exchange crashed, I thought it was my fault.
Wow, powerful.
It's definitely narcissistic.
I was going to say, I was like, has some narcissistic qualities. I do like the compulsions
about to
too. Like touching stuff. Here's my boyfriend.
He is adorable.
He wears some eyeliner on the lower.
I didn't know he had blue eyes until right now.
He's a hunk. Blue eyes and
nice
black
lips,
hair. Gorgeous. Billie Eilish. I wonder what he's doing now. I'm looking him up on Instagram.
Divorced.
Oh, I bet he sucks now.
Oh, I love a husband. Come on. Or it never was.
I gotta be honest, I'm really enjoying this movie.
Yeah, this is a fun one.
I've enjoyed this whole session.
It's a romp. Oh.
He's gonna lick it?
Ah. I hope he does. I know we were watching porn today, Zach. Blood play, anyone?
It's happened.
I was like, I'm sure Zach's done it.
It's happened.
Aspirational for me.
Sometimes somebody wants to ask me about bleeding in wrestling. And I say, when you do it right, it's like coming really slow out of the top of your head.
Oh, God. You're like White Abdul the Butcher.
I've gotten that before. Thank you. Awesome.
All the guy's pictures on IMDb are from this movie, so it's not looking great for his
How old is he these days?
Let's find out.
Because I'm guessing he's maybe like... He looks like he could be late 20s in this film.
I bet he's 35 here.
You think he's that old? Oh,
yeah.
So he's like an old guy.
What
he's like
year
a,
is
he's
this?
Like 70 years old.
He's 87, I believe. Yep, 87.
We weren't even alive, Zach.
I was.
You were? I thought you were younger.
Oh, no, wait.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
I thought you were younger than me.
No, I'm 35.
Oh.
I'm the
this
old
movie
lady
came
here?
Out. I was 26 days old when this movie came out.
Wow, specific.
I was born in September.
So, my bad.
And this came out in October.
September what?
20th.
Oh, so close. I'm the 29th. You're a Virgo, though, right?
Yes. Hell yeah, dude. Well, she broke
my heart. It made me cry. I don't like male singers.
you had to die.
But he has like a kind of a southern accent.
I can't stop loving you.
The juxtaposition of happy songs with horror is always frightening. Always works for me.
Yeah, I like it very much. Like, that was one of my favorite little things about Barbarian, was that immediate cut to the song at the end of the credits. And how it applied to the film.
Yeah.
It was just perfect.
It was just a really, really well done film.
Was it something about Baby?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Be My Baby.
That's what I thought, yeah. Be My...
You saw it too, Chloe?
Yep, I loved it.
Yeah, so good. Well, there was a time... like, the...
Justin Long was so funny.
Yeah. It was so good. The theater near me, like, does discount movies on Tuesdays, so for, like, I watched all the horror movies that came out by myself.
Oh, you, like, should call me.
Tuesday nights. Do you still live in my neighborhood?
No, I'm in the West Village, but I love
horror. Oh, so not terribly far.
Yeah, I love horror.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
Good way to kill a killer, because it's maximum damage, big ending, but he could have gotten away.
I know. I always really think, like, how do you properly kill a killer? I mean, she's so alive. It's so... Oh, okay. I can see her breathing.
Oh, so she's still crazy.
Small bedpan with a guy.
Oh, it was a dream?
Oh, thank God. Everything's fine.
Now that she woke up with her honey. Are they supposed to be in high, like, how are they supposed to be in high school?
I don't know how old anybody's supposed
to
be.
They look 40.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Perfect.
Fuck yeah.
All right, I'm not going to lie.
The smoke's coming up from the bed. I love it. Ugh. It's a good Thanksgiving. You can see her filled cavity because it's so early that it's still black in her mouth.
Perfect.
Fuck. Also, she peed the bed. Was that necessary to show?
I'll take it.
Seems just like rude.
Absolutely loved it, top to bottom.
That was awesome.
Big fan, Slumber Party Massacre 2.
That flew by.
That was an hour and 17 minutes.
Perfect horror movie length.
Exactly.
Get in and get out.
I mean, if there's one thing I want to hear Corinne Fisher tell me, it's the sentences perfect length and get in and get out. I could not end a day happier. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much to my guests, Corinne, Chloe. This is Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. See you next week.
Au revoir.